And, well, they have made it again this year. It's incredible performance by the Queenstown Crows to not only make the grand final in seniors but in reserves as well. I think it's the first time that that's ever happened. And joining me now to help preview this Saturday's grand finals in the DFA, it's good morning to the coach, Toby Lutwidge. G'day, mate. Good to see you.
G'day, Skurve. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome, mate. Now, I mean, first of all, let's get to last week's game. You've obviously hit form at the right time, I think you would say that you actually belted South Burnie, but you could have won by a lot more.
Oh, I'm not going to go that far, Skurve, and say that we belted them. It was a tough game of footy. Obviously, prelim finals are that. Look, we have a lot of respect for South Burnie. They're a really good football side. They've been a really good football side for a long period of time. So I think for us, we just really focused on ourselves and what we could do to win the game, focus on our strengths. And I suppose I think it was a really good team effort on the weekend. I think we obviously talk a lot about playing your role, and I'd say the 20 blokes that that were there on the weekend did that, and then that contributed to getting a good win.
What's the key? You've got it together, you know, and we all know that on your day you can beat anybody. What is your key? What makes you such a good side?
I think one of the things that we've really had over the last 3 weeks, Skurvo, is the belief. It's just growing. And look, we're under no illusions that we've got a really tough game this week. Yolla have had a fantastic year. We've got a lot of respect for them as a football club. They've done a great job rebuilding in the last couple of years. They obviously had a few lean years there, but look, they've done a fantastic job to get two really, really good units on the park. And look, it's no surprise that they're undefeated in both grades and playing in two grand finals. So I suppose we know in both the seniors and reserves, it's a big challenge. But look, as I said, that belief for us, we just really focus on ourselves. Use the football cliche, Skurvo, it's week by week. So it's just the next week. And we move on from last week, but we take lots of confidence from it, and that belief continues to grow.
Yeah, your midfield is, we talk about your forward line, and I'll concentrate on that in a minute, but you've got to have a good midfield to get it down to the forward line, and you got so many good young players in there in the midfield that are doing that, and they've got a lot of pace as well.
Yeah, look, I'm really happy with our midfield group. We've got lots of experience in there, some big-game players, like I think our starting three in there, the all finals have been Darcy, Matt and Kurt, and they've done a fantastic job really setting the tone. Look, we obviously have Jake and Belge, our ruckman Joe's gone through there a bit, and they've done a really good job in the ruck. And then we obviously just have our rotations that Shannon manages really well, and obviously Sammy Newsk sort of starting on that forward flank and then sort of rotating on ball. He's starting to get more and more time in there, and he's obviously a great player and it's just given us another dimension. But then adding people like Mickey Keogh going through there a little bit as well. John Boy can jump through there. So, look, we've got lots of different options. Like Dilgs, for example, can even go and pitch in there for 5 minutes. And Jackson O'Shea, actually, he's been doing really good defensive jobs for us in the back five. But last week in that last quarter, he went on ball and gave us a lot of run and drive as well, which was great. So, our midfield group is really good at the moment. They're in some good form. I think if they come to play on Saturday, it'll give us a massive chance in winning the game if they're up and about and getting lots of clearances.
Yep, I agree with that. Okay, the forward line. First of all, I want to concentrate on Alex Dilger because I don't think he played much last year, did he?
So Dilgs is he's obviously from Queenstown.
Yeah.
Grew up here his whole life. He's then moved to the coast. Then went interstate for a bit. He came back. He was working on the coast as a physio last year. And he came back and wanted to play about 8 games plus finals. So he played most of the year.
Okay. All right.
Look, blokes like Dilgs don't grow on trees.
No.
Mid 190s, built like a strong man, let's say. And can run all over the ground. Like they don't grow on trees,
right.
And there's not too many of them, if any, in the DFA. So having him come back these last 3 games has been great. He really straightens us up. If you can have a strong centre half forward, you're going to be able to compete for premierships.
Yep.
So he's hit some really good form. I think that he's getting better each week. He's a great person as well. He does some really good, he's a physio, as I said, so he does work with some of our boys on some little niggles and stuff, so he does lots for the club in that capacity as well. So, look, it's been great to have him around the club last year and then obviously this year as well, and hopefully he has a great game on Saturday.
And then you've got Flea, of course, Mr. Reliable up the forward line. What I love about his game is that he's just an amazing marker. He leads, and you know he's pretty much unstoppable with marks, I think.
Yeah, look, he's a gun, Flea. I think he's 6 or 7 time best and fairest winner at our footy club, Skurve. So he's one of the best to ever pull on the Guernsey, really. And look, I think it's great for him to kick 100 goals this year. He really sort of set himself that goal. And it was great for him to get that in that last game up at Natone in pretty not the greatest conditions for a forward. So it was great for him to get it. But what I'd say about Flea in the last 3 weeks is he's still been kicking goals, but it's just it's the other stuff that he's been doing, that real selfless stuff, going up the ground, putting lots of pressure on. And he's just been working his opponents into the ground a bit, I think. So, look, he's primed. You've got Josh Newson on grand final day. If you can get him the ball enough, he can win your game. So if our mids can get him the ball, who knows how many he could kick for us.
Exactly. And then there's yourself. You fit in nicely with those two. I think you talked about before we came on here being a good finisher.
Look, I always love kicking a goal, Skurve. I take pride in my goal kicking. And look, if I get a couple of opportunities, hopefully I can kick them. But look, the big two in Dilger and Newson, and then I think the other three forwards just work pretty well in tandem with them. And because they put so much time and energy into those other two, sometimes a couple of the others, like Mazda's up there as well. As I said, Sam Newson's been playing off a half-hold flank, and he's been lethal all final series. Like, he's a bit of a wild card for us. And he's a good finisher as well, usually always kicks his goals. So we've got lots of different options, and that's probably the good thing about our forward line.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, absolutely. All right, we'll move on. So where do you think you could beat Yola? What do you think you need to do to beat Yola?
Oh, it's a tough question, Skurve. Yes. I mean, they're undefeated. They've had a great year.
Yes.
Look, I think we play a pretty similar way. So I think some of the advantages that maybe we take is that we've played 3 games in the last 3 weeks. We've had 3 opportunities to get out at Wivenhoe, which we love playing at Wivenhoe. The boys have really embraced that. It's our home away from home. So an opportunity to play them there. I mean, look, they've got the runs on the board this year. They've beaten us at Queenstown twice and they've beat us at Yola, but they haven't beaten us at Wivenhoe. So,
no, exactly. And you play pretty well at Wivenhoe.
Yeah, and I think that sort of stemmed from the finals last year. And look, we're in the last 2 years, we're 5-0 there. So we've been playing some really good footy there. So I suppose that's something that we sort of take some confidence in as well, in that we really like playing there. So, but look, they're a really tough team. They've got match winners all over the park. They've got a pretty strong forward line. They've got a really experienced midfield, and their back five are pretty solid as well. I think they work together well as a unit. So, and I think there's a reason they're undefeated, Skurve. They've worked hard all year. I know that they've been training pretty hard. As I said, they like to play pretty similar to us. They'll like to switch the footy and get it out into the open side and run and carry a bit. So, I think the midfield's going to be a pretty key battle for both sides. I think if one midfield can get on top of the other midfield, it'll go a long way to trying to win the game, I think.
Mm, yeah, no, I agree with that. One of the things I love about the Queenstown Footy Club and your current list is that you're carrying on, the sons or family members of great names. You think of the Newsons, you think of the Dilgers. I mean, these are guys that have played footy for so many generations with all the great history of football on the West Coast. And, you know, it's just great to see that these young guys are carrying that tradition on and doing it successfully.
Oh, I think it's great, Skurve. Obviously, a real family club. I think you go in and you look at, like, the 97 Premiership side and you see, like, Gaz and Pete played in it. So then, like, it's great for them to be able to see, like, their sons and Sam and Matt and Josh and Bose playing Premierships as well. And then even seeing, like, the Keogh family as well. Like, it's a part of the Wed family. Like, they got Mickey and John Boy playing on the weekend. Like, there's so many, like, family connections, and I think it's great for the older players of the past, I suppose, that have had success at our footy club. They're really invested in us at the moment, and hope that we can have. They love seeing us having success last year, and I suppose we are in a bit of a really good period for the footy club at the moment. Yep. We really want to try and cash in and try and win as many as we can. So, And that, I suppose they're just really proud of that.
Yep, absolutely. All right, I haven't mentioned the reserves yet. Are you surprised that they've made the grand final? I mean, they've done well, they've improved, and I mean, obviously they've had a good final series.
No, I'm not surprised. They 100% deserve to be there. Look, they're a young side. They're very similar to the side they were last year. I mean, they came from... They came from third last year.
Yep.
They're like us coming from fourth this year. 100% deserve to be there. And look, they're playing some really good footy. They're like us. They're just taking confidence every week, building the belief. And when you believe, anything can happen.
Yep. No, absolutely. All right, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us. It's all pumped. We're all pumped up here on the West Coast to see you, the both teams, doing well again this year. Don't forget, if you want to pick up some merchandise to support the Crows, they've got hats and beanies available down at Queenstown Marketplace. So get in there today and you make sure you get one of those. Mate, good luck for the weekend. Well, you don't need it because I think, you know, whatever happens, you'll all put in your best foot forward. So thanks for chatting to us today, and we'll catch up hopefully next week with some better news, with some good news.
Look, thanks, Skurv. Thanks for all the support that 7XS and I suppose all the support that the West Coast community give us as well. Like I know one of the boys said last week, it's just the feeling of playing for this club is, you know, you got all these people down here behind you. So, look, we'll go out in both grades, and regardless of the result, everyone knows that we're going to have a crack. And,
exactly.
And hopefully we bring home some silverware.
Yep, go Crows. Good on you, mate. There we are. That's the coach, Coach extraordinaire, I like to call him these days, Toby Lutwich from the Queenstown Football Club. That is XS Sport for today.